Welcome, welcome. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you're listening to Radiance by Design. Let's radiate tonight. I'm going to give you the numbers right away because I want you to call in, and we're going to talk about a potpourri of things that are going on our planet and in your life. And we're going to talk about ascension, and we're going to talk about manifesting, and we're going to talk about water saving in California, but also creating magic so that the water, so that the rains come and the water proliferates in a nice, sweet way. And we know how to husband it because we're really conscious, right, guys? So how about calling in 530-327-7602? And I was pretty sick today, so I was lying around on the couch listening to Joe Vitale. Joe Vitale is the guy, his last book that we interviewed him about was called, I think it was called Point Zero. And it's like this. He's talking about if you're trying to manifest and things aren't working. He's really funny in this interview, too. I really loved it. I know it's an older interview, but it was fun. And what he's talking about is if you want to manifest. So say we want to manifest more water in California, more rain and more drinking water and all the rest of it, right? And we want Mother Earth to really enjoy the fruits of her consciousness, which she has. So what we do is we go inside of ourselves, right? And we look at all the beliefs we have. Well, that can't happen because so-and-so stole it. And you've got, what's his name, Nestle, taking water out of the worst places possible. And here's a drought and he's a billionaire and he doesn't give a toodly-doo as long as he makes more money. So we can't fix it. It's on and on like that. Every belief that you can imagine. Because you and I live in a cardboard house made of beliefs on the inside level, you know. And I don't know how many of you are doing this where you study your own beliefs over and over again so you can see where you're being blocked, where things are being, your manifestations are being limited by a whole bunch of beliefs that maybe you got from your mom and dad, maybe you got from grade school, maybe you got from siblings. I don't know. And it almost doesn't matter. And I laughed my head off when he said, I said something like, and it doesn't matter about our lineage and it doesn't matter about our astrological designation. And he laughed. He says, no, it's all, well, you're going to have to beep this, BS, okay? And because you and I can transcend that. So let's go into something as huge as water in California or anywhere that there's drought in the world, okay? And actually, the balance of water and global warming and all of that can be mixed in. But we're just going to do water today just because we're going to heal the planet, you guys. And so what he's saying is you go into yourself and you really go after all your beliefs. It can't happen because of this. It can't happen because of that. The aquifer is only this big, blah, 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 blah. And on it goes. It reminds me of Peter Calhoun, who used to be able to create rain, used to be able to, instant combustible fire. It's just consciousness. You and I are so incredibly powerful, but we just have a bunch of beliefs in the way, right? So what we're trying to do is birth ourselves out of this soup of beliefs. So let's get in there and really feel all the beliefs we have about water, okay? All the beliefs we have about water. You know, why there's a drought, whose fault it is, what do you believe? Are you scared? So when you really feel like you've got it going and your belly feels like it's a little uncomfortable and your heart's a little frustrated, okay, then you command total release of that and we start doing the Ho'onopono. Remember that? The Ho'onopono. That's the Hugh Lynn style of healing, healing the future, healing what's going on. And all it is you clear your beliefs and then you start saying, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And like I said, I wasn't feeling very well today. I've got a lot of really exciting things going on, but sometimes I think I'm Wonder Woman and I kind of overdid it, right? So I'm lying on the couch after listening to his interview on Paradigm Shifters, and I started to just chant that. I was feeling about my book, my near-life experience book, which is being published now. And I started going, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And I kept dozing off, but it was running through my head like a mantra. Because what he says is, that's how you manifest. That's how you manifest. Bring up the beliefs in the way, and then you do your ho'onopono. Most of you will remember that story about the mental hospital where the people were really dead-ended. There's no hope of getting out, and the people hated working the servant, the medical staff hated working there, and they could never keep people on. And when he came on the scene, he stayed in his little office drinking coffee and going through the files. And all he did was read the files, and then he'd say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And he went very carefully through every file. And after about 2 weeks or so, people started to get better, and the whole hospital got lighter and freer, and people noticed, and then the healing went through it. Just you and I, when you're radiant by design, you create, and other people hitch a ride on your emanations or your radiances, don't they? And they get lifted as well because you have. So I thought, oh, how fun. When we do the structures tonight, we're going to go in there in our healing world. And then in each repository, we're going to do a little bit of ho'onopono. What does that sound like? And I really would like it if somebody would call in tonight, 530-327-7602 or 888-627-6008. Okay, take a couple of deep breaths. There's a belief that we have to breathe. Oh, well, let's just keep it that one for now. We haven't figured out how to transcend it, have we? Now, above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And from the upper golden ball, drop a three-sided pyramid to about waist height. And then upside down, poking into the lower golden ball, another three-sided pyramid. Push the two together, and you've got a huge diamond shape, a double tetrahedron. And inside of that, there's a crystal ball. Oh my, it's huge and beautiful and glinting and sparkling and spectrally amazing. And inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron, a star. And the star is actually very, very, if not the same, very similar to your light body, your Merkaba. And you're in that. And now I'd like you to spin and spin and spin your star. Spin and spin and spin. Every time I do that, I feel as if I'm dizzy. I feel the spinning. What do you feel like? And now as we spin and spin, look in front of you. There's a magical screen, and we're going to be movie makers. And the first screen is you becoming, fulfilling, I guess, your dharma. What is it you really want to become in this lifetime? All right? And you see yourself fulfilling that. You see yourself, all the pieces come together and you become more and more of what your ideal is, of what your dream of yourself is. Perfect. Yeah. And you know I always want to be consciously multidimensional. You don't have to do that as well, but that's what I want. A few more runs at the Integratron, a little bit more meditation. Woof! No problem. Now wrap that in light. If you seem to see yourself becoming what it is you want to become, wrap it in light, move it over to the side. We wrap it in light in order to keep it perking, you know? And now the second screen is you creating. What are you going to create? Do you want a building? Do you want a family, home and family? Do you want a book, a movie, a travel, world travel? What is it you want? And I want you to see all the pieces, the resources coming together for you to create that. The money, the people, the money, the people, the time, the respect, the enthusiasm for your project, whatever it is. See it all coming together and the pieces come together so well. And then I want you to look at it and say, thank you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. And we just did four, but you could do a whole bunch of them if you want. And then outcoming, we see ourselves seeing all the resources coming to maintain your project as long as it's healthy for it to continue. All right? And see all those resources, the money, the people, the places, the joy, the use of it, and see it going as long as it's good for it to keep running. And now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Good. And now we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. And we're going to take a healing bed and surround it with some of the beings in your team. Each of us has a team of beings around us. Each of us has layers and layers of intelligence around us, some with great famous names, some not. But I guarantee if you're projecting in the right direction, if you're intending the right thing, you have a terrific amount of help around you. So we call in the best healers and have them surround the table, maybe eight of them. And the first person to go on the table is you. Good. And as you lie on the table, you ask for what it is you need. What is it you need? Okay. And then if you don't know, ask them what it is you need. Is it a step forward? Is it a way of really moving into the next level of yourself? Is it a healing, a sickness, a pain? Separation from family of origin that was brutal, or losses that you can't seem to recover from. It doesn't matter what it is, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. And then they come by and there's a great deal of healing. I want you to feel as you're lying there the support of them as you feel all the beliefs that you've got in your body, mind. I believe that I'm not strong enough. I believe that I'm too ill. I believe. What are the things you believe? I'm just like my Uncle Frank. Frank always got this kind of sickness or this kind of disability or this or that, you know. As he says, you know, that isn't necessary. So I want you to call up your beliefs and put them in your body, mind, and then wash them out. Apparently Hugh Lynn calls it cleaning up. Clean them out of your body, mind, and then say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. And you're speaking to your own inner divine, right? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. And I love you. And wrap that in light. Move it over to the side. Now your team will replicate themselves around a fresh table. Good. Now I've got somebody coming in, and this guy has been fighting with Wells Fargo and all these because of the big mortgage scandal that came up, I think in 2008, 2009, where you remember all the stuff where nobody really knows where the deeds are. And this is a young, he was an uneducated man. And he was fighting for his two little houses. And he's still, I spoke to him yesterday, and he is still fighting strongly, and he is still succeeding. They made a judgment that he kept his house, and then they overturned it. And he was this young Mexican guy, was in the courtroom fighting Wells Fargo. Can you imagine? Thank heaven he's a Taurus. I'm so proud of him because he just stood there, and it's like a little rock. It's exhausted him. So we want to put him on the table and just really honor, have the healing team honor him and all the beliefs. He believed that he could conquer all that. Okay, well, let's just do that. He doesn't need to conquer it. He needs to let spirit and the divine conquer it for him. But I think he's going to keep his houses. And that was a really brilliant example of when one person takes it on, he can sometimes do it. So let's see, beliefs that are in his, he's exhausted. So I want to say beliefs that are in his second chakra, first chakra, his throat, and the back of his neck and his head. I want to see those beliefs coming up about being victimized, but not being able to win. And we're going to command total release of those beliefs with him and let the healing team work with him they're being so nurturing and they're coming in at a much higher level. I see him lifting and being expanded. And we join him as he says, "Thank you. Please forgive me." I always forget the fourth one. "Thank you. Please forgive me. I love you." Come on, you guys. You have to call in and tell me what the fourth one is. Isn't that weird? "I love you. I thank you. Please forgive me. And I'm sorry." That's right. And just keep chanting that around this wonderful fellow. And now we move that over to the side and have that chanting. "I love you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I thank you." And we have that chant going round and round our friend. Now let's do another healing table. Some people have kind of, a couple of people have just come in, and some have like a bacterial or infection. Somebody else has parasites. And we want to say, let's call in our healing team and ask them to bring their healing teams. Each of them has a healing team. And around these two people, we have two huge healing teams. And ask for help. As we raise the fields and frequency, and don't do this thing about where they come from, why. Let's just believe, look at the beliefs. The belief is, oh, you can't get rid of parasites. Belief is, you can't get better. You can't do this. You can't do that. Just bring up those beliefs. And one of the games I like playing is let them clatter on the floor like they're your armor. Let them clatter on the floor. Remember, we're amazing as human beings. We have a kind of power that is shocking. We just don't know how to get to it, right? So let those beliefs clatter on the floor like they're pieces of your armor. Good. And then I want both of you on the tables to say out loud to yourself, probably, because we can't really hear you, but "I thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And I love you. I thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And I love you. I thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you." Good. And now those two, I think we'll bring one more. So wrap those in light and move them over to the side. And we're bringing in one more table. And this fellow has just twisted his ankle, I believe. And we're going to have him up there. And I want the healing teams to come in hugely again. Yeah. And I want him to feel all the beliefs and the pain and the old sufferings that are in that ankle. It might be a knee, but I'll just say it's the ankle. Forgive me if it's a knee. Move your attention to that. I want you to feel all the locked-in beliefs in that part of your body. Keep feeling all those locked-in beliefs in that part of your body. Good. And pull them out. You know, when you see old beliefs in part of your body, a lot of you have heard the story of me really, really damaging my ankle. And that's how I healed it. Most of the time, you would never know I have a problem with my ankle. But I just kept bringing it. Mine was the right leg. I don't know which leg yours is. I think it's left. That's more the side of the feminine leading ahead in the world in an intuitive way. The right side is leading ahead in the world in a, you know, just taking your lead. Let's go. So let's, good. So I want you to pull all the beliefs, the feelings out. Oh, it's hopeless. I can't really get anywhere. I mean, come on, you got a whole bunch of stuff in there. I want you to bring it up, bring it up, bring it up. It doesn't matter how ugly the belief is. Get it up here. Fear, anxiety, bring it up. Bring it up. This won't happen in a minute, maybe, if every now and then it does. But it will happen if you keep at it. And now I want you to say, and everybody join me, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you." and wrap that in light. And now we're going to do a political galactic healing thing. So on the table, what is the political thing you want to put up on the table? Maybe we should go back to the water. What do you think? The California drought or just the water around the world? Because it's a huge problem, isn't it? All right, so let's just put all the people that are in charge of the water expenditure, the usage and so on. People are abusing it or using it. Put them all up on the table, and we're surrounding with the most multidimensional teams you could ever imagine. Yeah. And we're asking for some help. Now let's take a look at all our beliefs about that. Oh, 'twas ever thus. History repeats itself. People don't care. All those beliefs, let's bring them up. Bring them up. Bring them up. That's right. That's right. And now we're almost at the end of this section. So we'll say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. And I love you. We're saying to the potential of water. We're saying it to the streams. We're saying it to the aquifers. We're saying it to the center of our planet. We're saying it to the atmosphere. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. And I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. It feels good, doesn't it? Can you feel that? So wrap that in light, put on your rain hat, put on your high heel sneakers, and then come back into the room. And then I want you to look up above and draw in from the universe this beautiful, beautiful harmonizing light and see it come down through the top of your head. And come down through your shoulders, down into your heart, where it goes round and round and round in your heart, back up to your shoulders, down your arms, until your fingers tingle. And I want you to pat those tingling fingers all around parts of our globe, which have on in them pain, pestilence, suffering, drought, all these incredible people that are trying to get away from North Africa and get to safe havens, and there is no real safety. So let's just put all of those, absolutely surround them with healing light. Healing light. And we know that solutions can occur. We know there can be magic. We know solutions can occur. And we surround them with healing light. And we say, I'm sorry. I thank you. Please forgive me. And I love you. I'm sorry. I thank you. Please forgive me, and I love you. I'm sorry. I thank you. Please forgive me, and I love you. And wrap that in light. Move it over to the side. And now take a minute to pat healing energy all over the world so that the whole planet is swathed in this kind of amazing pink and orange and gold color. The whole planet. Mother Earth is ascending, so I heard recently. I don't know who to believe on this thing because there's such a thing about time and the time factor. And when people say things we wait doesn't happen that way, I think it's a lot of it's metaphorical, and the time factor is not necessarily a stable force, right? Anyway, Mother Earth has the ability to receive an awful lot of these frequencies, and she also generates her own. And as someone else was saying, remember that there's a huge crystalline grid on the inside of this planet. And once again, when you put in your thoughts and feelings and you really raise the fields and frequency there, then we can make a huge change on the planet. You know you can. All right. Wrap the whole world in that light and then come back into the Galactic Healing Center. Now close it off and then jump into the star tetrahedron. And now spin and spin and spin and spin. Can you spin? Are you up for it? Can you feel it? I love the feeling of it when we're spinning in the star tetrahedron. Yeah. And then you come back out into the room, and I hope somebody's going to call. Are you going to call, or do I have to kind of nag away as usual? Come on, you guys. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. What's happening in your world lately? I think it's a very, very exciting time. It's really hard for a lot of people right now. But on the other hand, there's some real magic going on. Have you got any stories like that? And talking about stories, I have, just for fun, I just got myself a website or a domain name, and it's called dharmaqueen.net. And what I'd really like to do, and I think it's for women, although I can change that part, because men can too. What is it like when you're trying to live into your own dharma, that your purpose, like why were you born in this life? What is it you really want to do? So I'm thinking it would be really fun to have this little website, this dharmaqueen.net domain name, and then have people send to me some little stories about how you got to your dharma, or how you didn't get to your dharma, or how you don't know what it is, or how you do know what it is, or how you're figuring out what it is. There's a whole bunch of hilarious stories that come up. Does yours come up in dreams? How do you know you're on track with yourself and that your true nature is answering its call of the wild? I want you to write me little stories. So let me see, where could you put them right now? You could send them to Veronica Entwistle, but I think on my website I'm going to get somebody to hook it up so that this dharmaqueen.net is there. It's a file folder and you can put things in it. I think I know who can help me do that. But what do you think of that idea? Because I'm watching more and more of you finding pieces of what is your dharma. I really feel I've got something to do with, I always wanted to be a writer. I could never sit still. I'm just finishing my first book. Okay. And that really feels good because I've had to sit still to do it. Even if it's a bad book, which I don't think it is. I think it's quite good. But just that feeling if I've really, because I know it's in my dharma somewhere to present, not just about me, but the journey of a human being is so much more precious and vital than what we were ever taught it was, right? That the stories that I hear from people about, oh, I don't know, jump shifting. One of my friends is, she was a widow. It was kind of a tragic thing. She had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. Anyway, the long and the short of it is she, in a state of financial disrepair, became a registrar at a healing at a spa, you know, a physical fitness spa. She moved her way up and moved her way up and moved her way up until she became a very top spa, what do you call it, personal trainer up in California. And then suddenly she was more aware of it. Instead of it just being personal training on the physical, This is a process of about 10 years. Instead of it just being about the physical, she wanted to get involved in her own evolution, her own dharma, but also doing the spiritual growth, the meditational growth, the artistic growth, all of those different things. So she started her own spa. Oh my gosh, it's her house. It's in her house, and she's got this amazing geodesic dome out back and has become quite the little hub in that part of LA. And it's just, she's just very, and she's going to be on Paradigm Shifters next week. You'll really love her. Her name is Myra McCullough, and her spa is called Coach to Edify. She loves the word edify. And so what it is just a really good example of how people do what's in their heart. And I know somebody who's creating very, very amazing sounds. You know, I keep prattling on about the Integratron, but I know somebody who created speakers that would really knock your socks off, and he just needs to get going again to bring those forward into the world. And the Dharma part of it there is having a facility, a real powerful sensitivity to the impact of sound and how it can connect with others doing that so that we can resonate and vibrate in a healing fashion all around the world. It's very exciting. We want people to be doing that. Maybe Dawn and Doug, your dharma is about getting radio going, like non controlled radio going around the world. So these unusual healing techniques and people talking to spirits or people talking to ETs, all of these different things have free rein that we can learn a lot of things that aren't necessarily going to be on mainstream. So somewhere in the middle of their journey, those twins, they've got this dharma to really bring together. I bet you they've got some interesting stories. They probably didn't grow up that way. I know a guy that when he was 3 years old, he was telling his mother that he's going to write books. And he's not 3 years old anymore. He's a lot older. He's well in his 60s. But that's what he has done, a majorly book writing kind of event. And I don't know. I could go on and on about that stuff. But your dharma is what is it that you bring to the planet. And remember, I don't know how many of you have listened to Baptiste de Pape and his, I think I talked about this before on this show, but he wrote a book called The Power of the Heart. And as he didn't know, he's a big lawyer and getting a huge international contract, and he didn't feel right. See, there's the thing about dharma, isn't it? It's like if it doesn't feel right, you're kind of moving off path, aren't you? So instead of taking this absolutely amazing job that came to him, he started to walk and walk. And I guess he walked for a couple of days. And he had seen Eckhart Tolle and Oprah discussion saying, you got to do your purpose. That's what really brings you home in life. So he walks and walks and walks. And one of the things he says in his meditation is, what does life want from me? What is life asking for me? And he had no idea. And he walked and walked and he kept chanting it, like Ramana Maharshi is, who am I, who am I? You know, there are very famous mantras like that. But this one is, what does life want from me? And then he said to make a movie about the power of the heart. And he said, oh, that's absolutely great. What do I know about movies? I know nothing about making movies. Now, he didn't mention that maybe he doesn't know that much about coming from the heart either. But doing his interview, I felt his heart absolutely radiating out there. Anyway, even though people chided him and made fun, he just kept right on trucking. And after 5 years, this movie came out, and it's really wonderful. So what's going on in your world? You don't always have to be... We don't all have to be wonderful or famous or stars, but what we want to be is true to ourselves and our nature. And I know a lot of people who are in my age category and they're retiring and they're hoping they can do what they want to do. But if you're in your 70s, golly, there's no guarantee. You know, some of them kind of lose their marble pretty soon after that and they retire into nothing. So, I'm really encouraging people. Now, if you're older and you're listening to this show, you're a wisdom bank, you know? I'm very, very fascinated about hearing from people. I don't care if you're just older. You don't have to just be older to answer this. But each of us is just an amazing microcosm of possibilities of things that we learn, things that we do, things that we bring forward on the planet. And that's the other reason I'd like you to send in little stories of things that you discovered by being alive on this planet. And the kind of stories I want are the kinds that sort of push you into doing this or that because you know it's just the right thing for you. Do you have any stories like that? I'd sure like to hear them, wouldn't I? Anyway, so just send me any kind of stories you want. So I see some of you aren't going to call in. Now, come on, you guys. All right. Let me see. I'm going to take a look at somebody. Okay, so there's a woman I'm seeing, and she's in her, I think she just came home from work because she's in her sort of outdoor working clothes, but she's home, and she's very frustrated. You're very frustrated, sweetie, because you don't really know what your dharma is or how to get there. And I'm saying, there's some fun little games you can ask for you, questions you can ask yourself, okay? What do you dream of, too? Dreams tell you a lot, right? Do you ever, when you're watching people being very mundane and normal, do you ever sort of perform inside of yourself, want to see what they're doing? Do you draw people's faces as you watch them? Do you see colors on them and like to change their colors around? Do you have that kind of artistry? Can you imagine singing in public, even though you'd never do that? These are all clues as to what you are. And I would really recommend this thing about bringing up the beliefs that you have about, you know, what are your beliefs about your dharma? Oh, I don't know what it is. Oh, well, I don't have time for that. I'm busy working. Or I don't really have one. Other people can do that. I don't. You know, you can go on like that. But I think if you bring up your beliefs and bring up your beliefs and bring up your beliefs and squeegee out your body and then dump them, then you start saying, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry, and thank you. You can say it in any order. Just keep chanting it like it's a mantra and just keep saying that over and over again. And it's funny what happens is because every belief you have is a vibrational packet, isn't it? And you'll notice some of you have it sitting in your heart. Some of you have it sitting in your solar plexus. Some of you feel weighted down in your thighs, which are the areas of support for male or female. Some of you are absolutely terrified to break rank with the society and do things differently. Those are the kind of beliefs you want to bring up. And I watch you, and I especially think as we're getting older, there's something about you that's only one in the universe that's you. And I want you to dig into yourself and see if you can touch that part of you that's absolutely real. What do you think? You want to be a Dharma queen? We can put Dharma queen and Dharma king. You don't all have to be queens. But I'd love to sort of collect some stories from you all. But I see my friend, and she's actually the one who's out here that I saw dressed up from work. She's spinning around right now. She doesn't know which way to turn because she doesn't know what to do. And I'm saying, don't do anything. Just call up all your beliefs and start commanding total release. Make some room in that basement of yours, right? The basement is your subconscious, your gut. And like Joe Vitale said, it's nonsense to think that you have to be limited by your lineage, by your astrological stuff, you know, whatever. Okay, now there's a man here. Oh, my goodness. There's a man here who does not like to be alone, but he's terrified to be in relationship. Oof. And I think you're, sir, I think you're kind of handsome. I'm watching you and you're why are you terrified to be in a relationship? Because you pick wrong all the time? Well, because you don't trust women? And because you, see, here's the problem. Mostly because your first wife was difficult, because your mother was really difficult. And so now you're at a state where you'd really like to be in a relationship. And you're worried because nothing ever works for you and all women are this way, all women are that way. Well, that isn't true. That is not true. So here's what we do, you guys, and anybody who's looking for a relationship. I want you to go inside yourself and feel all the beliefs you have. I believe women are dangerous. Women get mad at me. I don't handle women right, or men, however it is. And just keep exaggerating those beliefs over and over again. Exaggerate them and then command total release of each one, because you don't have to sit. You can build a violet flame bonfire in there if you want, and in you're building up the violet flame bonfire, you can throw in all these beliefs and have them burn and burn and burn, and what you get out of it is a much brighter frequency, which is a good deal, especially if you're going to try to find a partner, right? And then after that you say to yourself, to your divine nature, deep within yourself, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I thank you, I love you. Say that to yourself and your inner divine. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I thank you, and I love you. Over and over and over again, like a litany. Because I see this fellow, I was picking on a guy, it couldn't be a woman and so on, but I just picked on a guy at the beginning because he was just sitting there. And he was quite like resistant to a relationship. And I just want to say that if you keep doing that for a while, what happens is you soften and people start to cajole you and feel easier to be around you. And instead of feeling a block because of your defenses, they just get to know you. And you won't be single long, I promise you. Then there's some other people here who have, You see, there's a little group of people in the back here. See, here's the thing, is that what I'm going to say is kind of weird because it's a political group. And I'm going, okay, this political group is very, very fixed on what the rest of the world is like. We can make up what the subject is of the political group, but I see them all. There's a hierarchy in this little group. And in that hierarchy, there are all kinds of rules, and people are saying, this is how we are, this is the manifesto of our group, and so on. What would happen if we went inside of ourselves and saw all the beliefs that we have around this? Like, why would people do that? Safety in numbers. I feel safer. I feel protected by you. I feel you and I together can take on the world. So I see this gaggle of people, maybe 20 or 30 of them, and I don't know what their designation is, but what if they all, each one of them every day, went inside and asked to feel all their beliefs? Where are they in their body? Their beliefs about their political structure? If they asked to feel that and they built them up, and there's some amazing rage going on there. Woof. Yes, there is. And then it's because it's a very defensive alignment. Bring it up, exaggerate it, and then command total release of those beliefs. Swish out the belly, all of you, swish out the belly. And then we construct, okay? Construct your vision in your mind's eye. Well, most groups are to establish some goal, aren't they? They're usually for the betterment of the society, but the fact is that we have so much separation, it hardly feels like betterment. So then what we do after we clear the beliefs, we look forward and we see in our mind's eye the betterment or the, the evolution of the infrastructure, however you see it, that wants to come up through you. That's your dharma. Those people in that group. And so then you see that vision and you say to yourself, because you've been holding an isolating or a separating vision, okay, you go inside to your divinity and you say, I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, and thank you. And how does that feel in your gut? I see this whole group, this little group, all shifting how their vibration is on the planet. What do you experience? All right. So anyway, I really want you to consider using that as a manifestation tool. Also use the structures. They're really good. How many of you use the structures? That's another thing you can tell me in your little stories for the Dharma Magrag. I'm going to be starting classes soon. I'm going to be starting online classes, so if you're interested in that. Several people have asked if they could apprentice with me, but I think we're going to start with 6 classes, and I'll be putting those up on my website over the next week or so, and you can tune in. And the classes are to help you and I develop more of our vibrational wings and more radiance and more manifesting, you know, the style. But the other reason the classes are for is to create a conscious community where we can all, it'll be a conference call and we all get on and everybody can talk about whatever their situation is. And I don't mind then if you want to talk about Dharma as well. Your Dharma is really important. It's my job to help you touch that inner part of yourself, and you're the only one in the universe that's going to present from there. Isn't that great? So I think it's partly my Dharma to help people unlock the cages that they're in so they can become these amazing, amazing works of art. You're the artist in your own life, right? We just forget that we're the artists. We muffle our potential with so many beliefs that we borrow from someone else. Either they come through the radio, they come through the television, they come through the genetic radiances of our parents, of our lineage, of our time in the womb, or our early childhood. They're not necessarily anything to do with who you are except by nature of absorption. And it's really exciting to think that at this time on the planet, my guides keep saying, you can step out of karma. You can step out of the subconscious edicts now more than ever before, because the radiances of our planet, the frequencies of the universe, the frequencies of our planet, the frequencies of our solar system are all moving up. And you'll notice that a lot of people, like let's look at empathy, a lot of people are very empathic with one another, and they get really annoyed because this person's down in the dumps, so I am too. But what it's teaching us is that we are one, right? And when we get caught in other people's emotions and feelings in an empathetic way, it's always good to command total release. No, it's really good for you to feel what that is. Say, oh, I'm really sad. That must be Mary Jo's feeling, and I've taken it on. How do I get rid of it? I've seen some people have these things stick to them for months, and if they don't believe in that, they won't do anything about it. But ultimately, I think the higher end of that, this is something that fascinates me lately, when we learn to assess that I have your feelings in me or you have my feelings, it's not that it's wrong. We read it and then command total release. But ultimately, I think what we can do is just beam from that unity, because you've got my feelings, I've got yours. There's a unity there, isn't there? And we can beam a higher and higher frequency, and both of us go up a huge knot. I think it's a really interesting subject. There's a thing called spirit science. How many of you have watched that? It's online. It's YouTube's. And boy, it's really good. And it's teaching kids at a very young age all about who they are, how to get to the truth of who they are. It's teaching about empathy, how to shake it off, how to bring it on, how to read it. It's amazing how energy works, how the sacred geometrics work. It's very exciting, and it's also riveting. So my 10-year-old grandson phoned me one time from Seattle, and he was telling me he's an empath. He says, Grammy, I'm like you. I think I've inherited a lot of your talents, because he was watching Spirit Science and he realized that he had a lot of what they were talking about. So I started looking at some of these YouTubes, and they're really well done, you guys. You would stand to learn from it, and little kids would stand to learn from it. Now, what kind of flexibility is that? Woo-hoo. Wow. So let's... we're almost done here. I'm not very energized today. I don't feel that well. So if you're not going to call in, I might just close this show down early. And I'd love to hear from you if you'd like to write in and tell me how you're doing and whether you're a Dharma queen or whether you have contacted your own Dharma. What are the tools that you're using to enter your fields and frequency? One of the things I love to use is the structures, because, for example, and I'll take this little sidebar here, you know, when we go into the structures and we do the star tetrahedron, I have found over and over lately, if I use a little say I'm walking, I do a lot of walking for fitness, star tetrahedrons, I have them under each foot. Of course, it's magical. I can have them under my feet and have my feet on the ground. You know what I mean? And then I spin and spin and spin them. And then I move them up through my legs and I spin, especially in the knee, but sometimes the calves. I kind of be playful up through the thighs and up through the genital area and up through the belly. And I'm spinning and spinning and spinning these star tetrahedrons, spinning right up through the solar plexus and the chest and the throat. That's the amazing chakra for how you squeeze wisdom out of all your life's experiences, and all around your neck and up through your head. So you've got a star tetrahedron spinning and spinning in your head, right in the center of your head. Good. And then one right at the top of your head. And then you spin and spin and spin. And now I want you to drop one down all around your entire body. And then spin and spin and spin that. And it's amazing how much brighter and how much faster you'll feel with that. It's so I don't know. I mean, what we can do with our minds and our visualization is really, really stunning. And I want to ask you this, how many of you get sounds as you do that, as you spin the star tetrahedron? How many of you hear them spinning? Some of you do. I'd sure like to hear about that as well. So, as I said, I'm not really feeling that well tonight, so I hope none of you picked it up. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, tune in on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night to hear Myra McCullough talk about how her dharma embodied this evolution of fitness right into the fact that she has now become a hub, not just of fitness, but things of consciousness. So there's even a group called Conscious Commerce that she's involved in. So she has her from the hub of her work as a spiritual coach or coach to edify, she has brought in, has connected with people in her area in Woodland Hills from all kinds of things like conscious commerce, is all kinds of business and sacred investments and languages and, oh my gosh, and healing. She has a woman working or coming in as a sort of a freelancer who does amazing food recipes and so on, all to do with being conscious about how you eat. But there's tremendous beauty. I think she's a vegetarian. It's really quite a broad spectrum of amazing things up there at Coach to Edify. Look it up online. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, all right, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Many, many blessings. Times are changing. The times, they are changing. And they're changing really fast. But remember, be at the helm of your own changes. And remember, releasing is 95% of the job. That's where we do our beliefs and command total release. And then do your chanting, whether it's the Ho'oponopono or other kinds of sound, vibrational sweeping to keep your body tuning up and meeting the future. Good night, many blessings, and thank you so much for listening.